The House will come to order. Please stand. The flag salute will be led by Representative Bailey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our opening ceremony will be presented by the Reverend Stephen Whitney Wise, the pastor of All Saints Episcopal Church.
I offer this prayer based on the writings of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthday, 80th birthday, we commemorate today. O God, protect us from the cynicism that tells us we are unable to influence the events which surround us. Rather, fill us with an audacious hope and courage to accomplish those things for which we hope. Unite us in love so there is no room in our hearts for racism and injustice, but peace and compassion. May your God-given love help us to confront oppression and violence without resorting to violence and oppression. O God, help this legislative body conduct their business so that all Oregonians will have food and housing, education and culture, dignity and equality, health care and freedom. Grant, O God, that these public servants may be dedicated to the well-being of all people entrusted to their care. Honoring your servant, Martin Luther King Jr., may we work together to heal brokenness and safeguard the dignity of all creatures and creation in this beautiful state of Oregon. Amen.
Thank you, Steve. Steve is not only my constituent, but is married to someone many of us know, Patty Whitney Wise, the executive director of the Oregon Hunger Relief Task Force. Thanks for being here this morning. Courtesies. If you have a courtesy, you can ring in with your speak button. Courtesies going. Representative Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to welcome to the House of Representatives Connie Ashbrook, the Executive Director of Oregon Tradeswomen. They do incredible work helping women break into the construction trades. Please offer her courtesies of the House.
Welcome to the House. Further courtesies. Verification of a quorum. Colleagues, this is the new way we are taking quorum instead of the oral roll call. So the clerk will open up the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. If you are here, please press your green button. All members are present. Quorum is verified. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate. First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2084 relating to notice requirements and financial statements filed with the Secretary of State. House Bill 2085 relating to notaries public. House Bill 2086 relating to administrative dissolution of nonprofit corporations declaring an emergency. House Bill 2087 relating to nonprofit corporations that maintain historic cemeteries. House Bill 2088 relating to criminal penalties and filing false business registry documents with Secretary of State and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2089 relating to regulation of business entities by Secretary of State and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2090 relating to notary publics. House Bill 2091 relating to interest earned by division of audits, accounts, appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2092 relating to political subdivision, public records, and appropriated money. House Bill 2093 relating to publication of administrative rules and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2094 relating to campaign finance and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2095 relating to elections and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2105 relating to purchase of bonds and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2106 relating to bonds for schools and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2107 relating to public borrowing and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2108 relating to career schools. House Bill 2109 relating to professional technical education. House Bill 2110 relating to cosmetology. House Bill 2111 relating to public charter school development funding, declaring an emergency. House Bill 2112 relating to fair dismissal appeals board and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2113 relating to special schools trust fund appropriated money, declaring an emergency. House Bill 2114 relating to school projects appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2115 relating to commissions for providing school improvement services appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2116 relating to health care assessment appropriated money, prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2117 relating to health appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2118 relating to licensing boards. House Bill 2119 relating to corporate minimum taxes, prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of 3/5 majority. House Bill 2120 relating to transportation appropriated money and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by 3/5 majority. House Bill 2121 relating to a pilot program for electricity generated for solar energy. House Bill 2122 relating to tobacco tax appropriated money, prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2123 relating to workload, capacity, and human services agencies. House Bill 2124 relating to nutrition assistance. House Bill 2125 relating to surcharge for Oregon Deaf and Hard of Hearing Service Program. House Bill 2126 relating to Department of Human Services Program changes caused by budget reductions, declaring an emergency. House Bill 2127 relating to notices and contested cases. House Bill 2128 relating to health planning and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2129 relating to health services appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2130 relating to health care cost information. House Bill 2131 relating to health care appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2132 relating to registry for physician orders and life-sustaining treatments appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2133 relating to fees charged for tests performed by state public health laboratory. House Bill 2134 relating to lead-based paint activities. House Bill 2135 relating to residential rental property smoking policies. House Bill 2136 relating to vending machines distributing tobacco products. House Bill 2137 relating to protective proceedings. House Bill 2138 relating to continuing care retirement communities. House Bill 2139 relating to temporary appointment of persons to ensure care facility compliance and appropriated money. House Bill 2140 relating to care providers and appropriated money. House Bill 2141 relating to hazardous substances. House Bill 2142 relating to health information technology. House Bill 2143 relating to health care workforce data collection and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2144 relating to systems of care for youth. House Bill 2145 relating to state agency administrative services and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2147 relating to electronic connectivity provided by state government and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2147 relating to set off of debts owed by public bodies and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2148 relating to reorganized business organization liability. House Bill 2149 relating to aviation. House Bill 2150 relating to aviation. House Bill 2151 relating to economic development. House Bill 2152 relating to economic development appropriated money and declaring emergency. House Bill 2153 relating to civil penalties related to use of state land and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2154 relating to unclaimed property and appropriated money. House Bill 2155 relating to removal fill permitting program. House Bill 2156 relating to mitigation of water resources. House Bill 2157 relating to connection to federal tax law and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2158 relating to donation of surplus revenue refunds. House Bill 2159 relating to business energy tax credits prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2160 relating to administration of tobacco taxes and appropriating money. House Bill 2161 relating to central assessment for property tax purposes. House Bill 2162 relating to property tax bills and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2163 relating to military justice. House Bill 2164 relating to tax subtraction for compensation received by a member of armed forces of the United States. House Bill 2165 relating to Oregon National Guard. House Bill 2166 relating to state forester. House Bill 2167 relating to distribution of 911 taxes. House Bill 2168 relating to 911 communications. House Bill 2169 relating to sex offender reporting. House Bill 2170 relating to sex offender registration. House Bill 2171 relating to failure to report as a sex offender. House Bill 2172 relating to relief from sex offender reporting. House Bill 2173 relating to relief from sex offender reporting. House Bill 2174 relating to relief from sex offender reporting. House Bill 2175 relating to sex offender reporting. House Bill 2176 relating to advisory committee that advises Director of Veterans Affairs. House Bill 2177 relating to assessed, received, assets received by Department of Veterans Affairs and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2178 relating to Veterans Services Officers. House Bill 2179 relating to Veterans and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2180 relating to energy and appropriating money. House Bill 2181 relating to energy conserving improvements in existing buildings. House Bill 2182 relating to small state local energy projects. House Bill 2183 relating to fuel burning and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2184 relating to beverages containers. House Bill 2185 relating to state certification for discharges into water. House Bill 2186 relating to greenhouse gas emissions and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2187 relating to fingerprints required by Oregon Youth Authority. House Bill 2188 relating to mortgage transactions.
So, the pushback
House Bill 2189 relating to regulation of mortgage professionals and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2190 relating to evaluations under motor vehicle liability insurance. House Bill 2191 relating to debt management services and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2192 relating to Oregon medical insurance pool assessments. House Bill 2193 relating to Oregon medical insurance pool assessments. House Bill 2194 relating to Oregon medical insurance pool. House Bill 2195 relating to vocational rehabilitation provided in workers' compensation claims. House Bill 2196 relating to workers' compensation. House Bill 2197 relating to workers' compensation. House Bill 2198 relating to life insurance producer continuing education requirements. House Bill 2199 relating to financial regulation and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2200 relating to programs administering the State Building Code and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2201 relating to Unemployment Insurance Administration. House Bill 2202 relating to unemployment insurance hearings. House Bill 2203 relating to unemployment insurance. House Bill 2204 relating to Jobs Plus Program. House Bill 2205 relating to civil penalties imposed by Child Care Division. House Bill 2206 relating to Child Care. House Bill 2207 relating to Central Background Registry. House Bill 2208 relating to Oregon University Systems Appropriating Money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2209 relating to fees charged by institutions of higher education. House Bill 2210 relating to State Board of Agriculture membership. House Bill 2211 relating to soil enhancing products. House Bill 2212 relating to State Department of Agriculture control methods and appropriating money. House Bill 2213 relating to incentive species invasive species councils to declare an emergency. House Bill 2214 relating to forest products harvest taxation providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2215 relating to protection of forests from fires and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2216 relating to the State Board of Forestry authorization to require lands appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2217 relating to criminal record checks by State Parks and Recreation Department. House Bill 2218 relating to wildfire and prescribing effective date. House Bill 2219 relating to landowner preferences tags. House Bill 2220 relating to aquatic invasive species. House Bill 2221 relating to feral swine. House Bill 2222 relating to State Department of Fish and Wildlife prescribing an effective date.
Great job, Obi. Standing, bills read. First time or past the speaker's desk. Standing committee reports. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. Sorry, I'm duplicating. First reading of House bills. Second reading of House bills. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Greenlick.
Mr. Speaker, can I request the return to courtesies, please?
Representative Greenlick requests unanimous consent to return to courtesies. Without objection.
Thank you. I'd like Greenlick to welcome to the House, and I'm not sure if they're up there now or still in a press conference downstairs, a group of students from Linfield College. They're here with their professor, Mike Leahy, who's an associate professor of health services, and they're a group of 12 students from the community health class meeting with some of the folks here and some of the folks at DHS about how the health system actually works, including one young lady who's here with an interest in the African health system, essentially was born in Africa. So, if you see a bright and eager group of about a dozen students and a gnarled old professor winding around, please stop and say hello to them. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further courtesies? Representative Cameron, are you in for courtesies? Further courtesies. We'll go back to remonstrances. I'm sorry. We're under announcements. Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For Republican caucus, immediately following floor session, immediately following the session.
Further announcements. While you're thinking about further announcements, let me give you a few. You will have three sheets of paper on your desk. One is a PERS form, retirement plan election for legislators. One is related to session lounge fees, and one is related to legislator requests for per diem. All three of these need your attention. So if you can take these, sign them after you've reviewed them, and get them back to the clerk's office. So do not leave these on your desk. Please either sign them now and drop them off at the clerk's office as you leave, or drop them off at the clerk's office at some point. Again, that's the PERS form, the session lounge fees, and the legislative request for per diem. They may not quite be on your desk, so they are coming to a desk right in front of you. I also want to announce a few slight committee changes. You don't need to spend too much time trying to write these down because these will be available in writing in the clerk's office. But effective immediately, I'm making the following changes to membership on the following committees. To the Committee on House Administration, discharge Representative Kevin Cameron, appoint Representative Ron Maurer. To the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Information Technology, discharge Representative Mary Nolan. To the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development, appoint Representative John Huffman. To the Committee on Sustainability and Economic Development, discharge Representative Scott Brune. Appoint Representative Kim Thatcher. Discharge Representative Matt Wingard. Appoint Representative Cliff Bentz. And also appoint Representative Bentz as Vice Chair. So again, if you want any copies of those, feel free to get those from the Speaker's office, or you can get the complete list of committees from the Clerk's office. Further announcements. Remonstrances. Seeing none. Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10:15 on Friday. Representative Jensen.
Mr. Chair, I move the House adjourn until 10:15 on Friday, January 16, 2009.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m. on Friday, January 16, 2009. Without objection, the House is adjourned.